Ms. 115-07. Extract from Ms. 115-07, dated October 22, 1907. The great reason we have sanitariums is that these institutions may be agencies in bringing men and women to a position where they may be numbered among those who shall someday eat of the leaves of the tree of life, which are for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Our sanitariums are established as institutions where patients and helpers may serve God. We desire to encourage as many as possible to act their part individually in living healthfully. We desire to encourage the sick to discard the use of drugs and to substitute the simple remedies provided by God as they are found in water, in pure air, in exercise, and in general hygiene. Some have asked me, why should we have sanitariums? Why should we not, like Christ, pray for the sick that they may be healed miraculously? I have answered, suppose we were able to do this in all cases, how many would appreciate the healing? Would those who were healed become health reformers or continue to be health destroyers? Jesus Christ is the great healer, but he desires that by living in conformity with his laws, we may cooperate with him in the recovery and the maintenance of health. Combined with the work of healing, there must be an imparting of knowledge of how to resist temptation. Those who came to our sanitariums should be aroused to a sense of their own responsibility to work in harmony with the God of truth. We cannot heal. We cannot change the diseased condition of the body. But it is our part, as medical missionaries, as workers together with God, to use the means that He has provided. Then we should pray that God will bless these agencies. We do believe in God. We believe in a God who hears and answers prayer. He has said, "Ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you."